sort of anti-war.
An interview with Arthur J. Poulos in Syracuse, New York, July 31st, 1980. Robert Brown, the interviewer. Why don't we begin with any comment on your childhood? You were born, I think, near Pittsburgh, Vandergrift, Pennsylvania, 1917.
Vandergrift.
What was childhood like for you?
Well, first of all, I think you sort of have to know my own background a little bit. I mean, I don't know much about my ancestors, but my parents were both Greek. My father was from a place called Kalami or Kalamata on the Peloponnesus. And he was brought to the United States by his own brother, who was here working in a steel mill, had come from Greece to work in an American steel mill at around 1900, 1905. And this is when actually I think most of the Greeks came during this period. And many of them were brought by whatever you call them, sending people abroad to recruit people.
Almost like contractors
for people. And this town, I didn't know it at the time, but this little town of Vandergrift is one, I dare say it's one of the most remarkable towns in the United States, because it was completely planned and built before anything, and developed before the plant started to operate. In other words, the steel company, whoever they were, the American Iron and Steel Plate Company, decided they needed a certain factory in a certain location. They bought the land, cleared it, hired a French architect, a planner. This was between Apollo and Leechburg, east of Pittsburgh, about 30 miles. They hired a French architect to lay out the town. And as typical of all those steel towns, they laid the factory down in the bottoms next to the river, the Kiskiminetis River, which is connected to one where the flood came from, the Johnstown flood, then runs into the Allegheny. And while they were building the steel plant, they laid out the town. Now, the town was made entirely of interlocking circles, and each circle was planted with a different tree. Sycamores on one, basswood on another, elms, maples, on and on and on. And where any circle intersected, they planted on the intersection, you create these odd little shaped triangular parks. And each one of those was planted with a different bush. And then they built the houses for different income levels. Certain levels were close together and so forth. And then in the process, they were recruiting abroad. The town was expected to last about 30 years, 50 years. The life span of that steel mill was expected to be a 50-year lifespan.
What did they think would happen after that?
They would outlive its usefulness, and who knows? And then they brought the people into work. And as I say, my father's brother was there earlier. Peter, I think, was his name. And then he brought my father over, as so many immigrants do. And most Greeks used to come and go to New England. They worked in Lynn and some of these other places, in the shoe factories and New England factories. And I suspect he came there first, and he came to Vandergrift, where his brother was working. Got a job in a steel mill, and he worked there the rest of his life, more or less.
Did you know this Uncle Peter?
Yes, I knew him. I think they lived very much their life, this family, lived very much its life, pretty much as they must have lived in Greece. That is to say, they kept pigs and chickens and had a little ambeli, they call it, the little house garden behind their place.
Were your family, they were farming people from?
They were all, I guess, rural people from villages in Greece, in this little town of Kalame. At that time was a seaport. And so my dad grew up in this seaport. It's, I think, the main seaport on the Peloponnesus. And some of them worked around the ships that came in and out to get produce and so forth. Some worked on the farms. So I guess my father's family had